Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, Grand Domo of all things relating to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and the Press Box here with us. And Mr. McLean, by all accounts, it's going to be a glorious day weather-wise out at Keeneland.
You know, Buzzy, it's just a fantastic time of year. You know, you got the sun shining, you got the horses running, you got the Breeders' Cup coming up, you got Keeneland kicking in for the final couple of race days over the next week and a half, and it's just a tremendous time of year, Buzzy. And you know, the Grey Toot Lexus Raving Run going seven furlongs on Saturday afternoon is another example of just the wonderful race cards and the stakes schedule that Keeneland's put together for this fall.
Absolutely. Okay. So what we want to do is we want to remind you that Gene's picks for Keeneland for all the big races, wherever they are, but especially for Keeneland, you can find them on the handicap session section at thepressboxlts.com or link it right through the Facebook page here. But Gene, let's go ahead and talk about that. You have got a 10 race card at Keeneland today, the Lexus Raven Run, the ninth race on the 10 card program. Post is at 5:30, and there are 11 3-year-old fillies entered for the 21st running of the $250,000 Lexus Raven Run at seven furlongs.
Yeah, and what a great field. And when you look at 11 horses, Buzzy, this used to be called in the old days of Keeneland the Beard Course.
Yeah.
I think they used to say it was 7 furlongs and 70 yards or something like that. You know, when they reconfigured the track, they kind of lost the beard designation. I guess they got a quick shave and have just gone to the 7 furlong distance. But 11 horses going 7 furlongs is a true test of both stamina and speed. While in the racing jargon it's called a sprint race, it's really more than a sprint, particularly when you see that 11 horses are in this race. It requires you to really run fast. It really requires you to have a little more stamina than the traditional 6-furlong sprint distance. There's a horse in here that I've really liked for a long time, trained by Kenny McDeek, Restless Rider. Was an outstanding 2-year-old, a gray filly. She ran well in the Breeders' Cup. She ran well at Keeneland in the past. She's been off since running in the Kentucky Oaks and just had a break after that race, gotten a freshener, and I really think she'll come into this race not as a betting favorite but as a real chance to win another race at Keeneland.
Yeah, and it was one of those deals in the Oaks, Gene, that Restless Rider had been so good. She was the runner-up. She won the Alcibiades, the Darley Alcibiades at Keeneland last fall, was the runner-up in the Central Bank Ashland, and then finished off the board for the first time in the Oaks. So with the experience he has, Kenny McPeak just decided it was best to shut her down for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, it never hurts. Fillies are a little different than coats in that regard, Buzzy. When they give you the sign that they need a little time, it's good to send them to the farm, let them kind of drop their head, graze a little bit on that green grass of home, and come back. And when they do come back, they're a little fresher. Their mind's a little stronger and really more back into the bit a little bit mentally. And they call it in the old days, the fillies would sour. S-O-U-R. I know I got a little that southern slang in me. But, you know, if a filly sours mentally, they really don't put in the effort physically. And so I think Kenny did a great job giving her some time off, letting her kind of catch her breath after that, you know, kind of grueling 2-year-old season right into the yokes. And now she's, I think, going to be a real bear coming into this Lexus run.
Okay, so we know you like Restless Rider in the Raven Run Lexus. Say that 3 times fast. But how do you play it, my friend?
I'm going to use her. You know, this is a race that's been dominated over the last few years by the West Coast Invaders, and it's kind of interesting, Buzzy. We've got a lot of horses from the West Coast not only coming in for this race, the Raven Run, but also, you know, Peter Miller has a barn full of horses, and you know, Doug O'Neill's had horses run here all fall as well. And you know, Richard Baltus, I think, has sent in 5 horses to run in the stakes races from Friday to Sunday. So you've got a lot of these West Coast horses that have come in for these races, and you can't dismiss them like maybe you could in the past because they've done so well in this particular race. But I'm going to focus my betting attention on really 2 horses, Restless Rider, we've talked about, and a filly by the name of Bell's the One, trained by Neil Pessin. This horse has won a stake over the grass, has won a stake over the fast dirt, and has won a stake over the all-weather track. And that would indicate very, very versatile. Mm-hmm. I think that the 7 furlong distance fits her perfectly, Buzzy. I really think that she's another that has a lot of tactical speed but doesn't have to be on the lead. I think she can find a good spot to kind of make her pat and run coming around that final turn. I'm going to focus my betting attention on those 2. Bell's the One and my number 1 choice, Restless Rider.
All right. And again, Gene's all of his picks for Keeneland and all the big races. You want to be at thepressboxlts.com and make sure you hit the handicapping tab. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a wonderful weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. I look forward to seeing you soon and also catching up on your Breeders' Cup picks, because I know you've got a sleeper in there. You always do. That'll hit up and light up that board just like that Christmas vacation.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Have a great one, my friend.
See you, brother.